Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Facebook is taking steps to remove posts that spread misinformation or mock the death of George Floyd. This comes as the nation anxiously anticipates a verdict in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer charged with killing Floyd. The tech giant has temporarily labeled Minneapolis a, quote, high-risk location and says it will get rid of threatening posts calling for violence. And we want to note that Facebook is a financial supporter of NPR, but we cover the company the same as we do all the others. And for more on Facebook's latest action, let's bring in Ina Fried, chief technology correspondent at Axios. Hey, Ina, welcome back.
Hi, Tanya.
What's Facebook's criteria to determine whether a post actually needs to be removed?
Well, there's actually two different thresholds, as it said. It's actually going to allow a little bit more criticism of Derek Chauvin, saying he willingly put himself into the spotlight, versus George Floyd, who it calls an involuntary public figure, that obviously the late George Floyd didn't do anything necessarily to become a public figure, but managed to become one. More importantly, though, is what it's doing around both misinformation and threats of violence. And so it's basically saying it's going to take a harder line on both of those than it normally does.
We know that there has been lots of criticism on how the company has handled issues like this in the past. Explain how it will actually regulate content specifically targeting George Floyd and Derek Chauvin.
Well, basically, you know, it's sort of how much negativity do you allow? What types of attacks do you allow in the case of each of these people? And so, you know, with the defendant in this case, Derek Chauvin, it's going to allow criticism, but probably not threats at a certain level. Whereas for George Floyd, if there's posts, you know, mocking or doing other things that violate its harassment policy, it's going to enforce that more strictly. But it also brings up this larger issue of how Facebook deals with these issues from misinformation to harassment and threats of violence every day. Kevin Russo, the New York Times, put it well. He called it an airplane black box situation, referring to the old saying that if you can make a black box that survives an airplane crash, why don't you build the airplane out of the whole airplane out of whatever you use to build the back box? And I think while that isn't practical for airplanes, it is somewhat practical for Facebook. And I do think there will be pressure on them to do that.
Just clarification, is Facebook only monitoring content published just outside or in Minneapolis, or does it apply to users across the world regarding this case with Derek Chauvin?
I think with regards to posts directed at them, it may apply more broadly, but specifically when it comes to violence and Facebook groups and the potential for real-world violence. Right now, it's focused on Minneapolis, but the company did say that it's, you know, watching things closely and may expand that geographic region. Obviously, this verdict is being watched around the country and around the world, and there's a potential for violence not just in Minneapolis, but elsewhere.
Okay, this is Facebook, but what about some of those other platforms like Twitter or Reddit?
I think we may hear from those other platforms, also Google with YouTube. I think everyone's keeping a close eye on this and figuring out what they need to do in terms of twisting those dials and knobs in terms of what speech gets allowed and what gets limited.
Ina Fried is the chief technology correspondent for Axios. As always, thank you so much, Ina.
Thanks, Tanya.